Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Sedona, Arizona. That's right. It's a beautiful country up here, and I'll be broadcasting one more day from here, and the rest of the week I'll be in Phoenix, which is about 100 miles south of here. But right now we've got our good friend Tom Anastasi on the show. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's made a career out of helping companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And today, he wants to talk about a very important topic. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to have you back, Tom, as always. Congratulations, by the way, on your Patriots.
I know. It's very exciting around here, so we can't wait for 2 weeks from now.
I bet. Hey, Tom, one of the things that my audience knows that I've talked a lot about on the show with other experts, and that's a topic called leadership. And, you know, you can do an awful lot with leadership. Somebody once said, a great army with a bad plan will beat a weak army with a great plan. I mean, a weak army with a great plan will beat a bigger army with a weak plan. And it's the same thing with leadership. I mean, you can be undercapitalized. You can have a lot of deficiencies in your business. But if you've got leadership, if you can inspire people, if you can inspire a weaker army, so to speak, you can beat a greater army. Leadership makes a difference, doesn't it?
It really does, especially for small businesses. And one of the things that entrepreneurs quickly find out is that they get put in the position of leadership that they may not have anticipated or expected.
I think a lot of them, Tom, go into the business not realizing that they're going to be called upon. I mean, I know they ultimately get it, but I think going in, I don't think they think that there's going to be a lot of leadership required of them. There's so many other things going on, and they don't realize, maybe until it's too late that they needed to step up their leadership game a little bit.
Well, because especially in times of crisis or in times of when things are really happening, and that's at the startup stage, doesn't mean it's a crisis, but there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. Leadership tends to be centralized, and it goes right to the owner. And all of a sudden, you've got all the eyes looking at you. What do we do, boss? Same thing with customers. Anytime that there's any type of situation, and nothing ever goes completely smoothly, there can be back orders, there can be changes in technology. The customers are going to look to the entrepreneur to be the leader, and if they're prepared for it and understand their leadership style and understand the styles they have to develop, then that can flow very smoothly.
Talk to us about those leadership styles.
Yeah. All right. So the first leadership style, and this comes from Daniel Goleman. He wrote a great article in the Harvard Business Review. And he says there are six styles, and we'll go through them pretty quickly. The first is the democratic style. Now, in the democratic style, what you do is you don't make decisions. You sit there and you have things to a vote. So let's say you have three employees. You are just one vote of four, and you will allow employees to sit there and override you. Now, that can be good because that gives employees a lot of voice in decisions. And all of a sudden, now they are part of the process, and that can really empower them. But it can be bad because they're going to start to feel leaderless after a while. And there can be so many meetings. You have to meet about everything because you just don't want to make a decision.
Right.
I had a boss who worked in this style, and it was killing us because we would have two and three meetings a day, even about trivial decisions. And so finally, I sat there and I said, okay, let's take a vote. We're going to we'll call him John. We're going to let John decide this. How many in favor say aye? All opposed, no. And then So the meeting, I mean, we were meeting 15, 20 times a week, and then the meetings got cut down after we let John decide everything to maybe two or three times a month, which is much more manageable.
Well,
so
and
the other way...
And I would think that another thing, Tom, is that you know, there are times when that your leadership style would be to allow a democratic process.
Right.
In other words, just because you're another type of leader, generally speaking, doesn't mean that you make the leadership decision to allow the democratic process because that is a healthy thing to do from time to time, is to let things, you know, let the folks vote on it.
Right, and then that's what we like to look at leadership as a toolkit. And so you want to have that democratic process in your toolkit, but you don't want to use it too much.
That's right.
But you don't want to use it too little either, so that, you know, it's a judgment call. The opposite of that is coercive. And so in coercive, you don't ask anybody's opinion. You make all the decisions, and you just tell people what to do. And they're going to do that. That's the problem.
Is it coercive? Is that a nice word, a nice alternative to dictator?
It is. But the thing is, a lot of people are just going to sit there. Great, you're telling me what to do. I'll just do the minimum I have to. It's going to really inhibit a lot of creativity because people aren't going to want to mention their ideas.
But however, leader knows there are times when you have to make the decision. You have to be the dictator.
That's the other side of it.
Yeah.
That's the other side, is that sometimes you just have to sit there and say, this is what we're doing, and trust me on this, it's my decision, and let's do it. And so coercive gets a bad rap because lots of times people think that's like being, you know, the Patton, the dictator type, but there are times when things are adrift, and you just have to sit there and say, okay, we're not going to talk about this anymore. This is what we're going to do. Now,
right.
If it's used too much, not good. If it's not used enough, also not good.
Well, the thing that every leader, every owner has to do and to convey to the employees is that your business is not a democracy.
Right.
It is a place where the democratic process can function, but it is democracy. Somebody ultimately has to make the decision, as you mentioned a minute ago in the scenario that you mentioned to us. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Bisengame, a small business advocate. Tom Anastasi is our guest, and I'm broadcasting live from Sedona, Arizona.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.